What about our flower beds?
All right. You know, let me say something, because we're going to run out of time sooner or later. You know the gravel yards, the xeriscaping? They call it, correctly, but kind of incorrectly, xeriscaping, and that's what it is. When you just do all gravel, it's xeriscaping. Well, it's actually not Z-E-R-O, it's X-E-R-I, xeriscaping. And the idea is to the goal is to landscape with conservation as a major goal. It isn't just to make it blah. So if you think about it, when you buy a house, when you sell them a house, a brand new house, and they don't have any furniture and they don't have any drapes and they're spending all this money, and Margaret looks outside and says, "Oh man, we forgot the landscape." And Fred says, "Well, we don't have any money." And that's
about right too.
Yes, that's what happens. And so they say, "Well, what can we do?" Well, the cheapest thing you can do is sow grass seed and hope it rains. And so that's why 95% of landscapes are grass. And so the city of Denver in 1962 made up this word, xeriscaping. He said, what if we went from 95% grass, which is the water guzzler, to a third grass? That's a huge reduction in water guzzling grass. And with the other two-thirds, do a third beds and a third hardscapes, like patios and driveways and stuff like this, you know. And in West Texas, we've taken what you can do in Phoenix and tried to do it here. But I want to remind people that a vacant lawn in San Angelo, Texas, if you don't mow it within 8 months, you will be fined by the city.
Fact.
You know that. In Phoenix, you can go 8 years. If you bought a vacant lot in Phoenix, Arizona, and didn't touch it for 8 years, you pay the taxes, then you never hear from anybody because it doesn't rain enough. They get 5 inches a year. It rains too much in San Angelo. So the point is, xeriscaping should be sold as low water, not low maintenance, because you've seen too many people go in and they get it all done. They go in and watch TV. 6 months later, they come out and notice that it's all grown up in weeds and grass and problems. And that's a disaster. It's so much harder to get it back clean. You need to maintain it. And so it needs to be sold as a low water requirement landscape and not a low maintenance. You should go out there every week with maybe a canister of Roundup looking for weeds, and don't let it get out of hand.
But one thing, and I guess you saw my face when you said, and I always call it zero too, and it's
zero.
Zero. It's landscaping because there's two. I've seen some beautiful jobs in San Angelo, Texas.
Yes.
I also see when they got a look like a dump truck with rocks and dumped it in the front yard, and that's all they did, and that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
So I guess it's how you do anything, I would guess.
That's right.
I love what you just said on the water, and water's a big deal. We still are in a desert. San Angelo is considered a desert.
Right.
So,
you know, as a kid, I thought it was laughable that people from Odessa and Midland would come to Lake Nazareth, Lake Nazareth to vacation, you know, and then I flew in the Midland in about 1973 or four, and I looked out the window and I saw, God, there is nothing out here. So San Angelo is an oasis compared to that.
It is an oasis. In fact, you know, Midland and Odessa own about half the lake.
Oh, I hear that, yeah.
With the little lake houses. So, yeah, we are blessed. And Nazareth is a constant level lake for the most part.
Pretty sweet.
You know, we're blessed to have that lake.
All right, now, back to the flower beds. It's interesting that in a 10-foot by 10-foot area, 60 gallons of water can evaporate in one day. If you mulch it, put about 2 inches of mulch on it, zero evaporates.
Wow.
Wow is right. The soil's cooler. It holds the moisture. It's available. The plants drink the moisture instead of the air. And so that's key. And also, a weed seed that would blow in there on top of 2 inches of mulch won't germinate. It can't find it's the wrong conditions for it to germinate, so it won't even try. So, and if it's below 2 inches and it's a seed, it won't germinate down there either. So anyway, mulching is mandatory. I like to think of mulch as a sack of shade. And if you've got ground cover that's thick, well, you don't need to mulch in there because you've already got the cover. And as a shrub grows, you mulch less. If you don't pick the shrub up and push mulch underneath it, you're creating shade for the soil. So that's key. And then also you can use pre-emergence in the beds if you're going to start over, if you're cleaning it up. If I was cleaning out a bed and I didn't put pre-emergent, some of the stuff you dig out, you didn't get it all out. But if you kind of turn in some pre-emergent and then put the mulch back, you can get some control out of that. So it's so much work. You want to get the most out of your work.
Yes.
So I'd use pre-emergents in the beds too.
Okay. And we are going to run it. He is so good. Tommy is so good and so full of information. You know, we could do this for hours, but we don't have it. We're already getting close. What kind of like flowers and stuff do you recommend right now?
You know, at the nursery, about 20 years ago, I reverted back to just selling what works. And, you know, the yellow bells work, and there's about five different kinds and colors of yellow bells. Some grow short, some grow tall. You know, that Mexican bird of paradise, it's just a rock. And there's a lot of them. But come by and I'll show you, Scott.
Okay. One thing, and like at Bentwood right now, deer.
Oh, yeah.
Deer love them little flowers. Yeah. Is there any that are anti-deer flowers?
There are, but in the front yard, you got to, and unfortunately on those short fences in Bentwood,
yes.
It's the backyard too.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to landscape with deer in mind, but there are some. They want to eat a lot of the salvias and lantana and, I don't know, nissacanth. But there are some. They're fewer, but there are some.
Well, last year, I know Claire planted a bunch of flowers. I don't know what they were, but I know it was hours of doing it. I came home, I said, oh, that looks beautiful. The next day we got up, there was no flowers left. They were deer feed.
That's right. That's so sad. There are repellents. And there's a sprinkler, pulsating sprinkler that's motion sensor detected and activated. And it if a deer comes up, it's like a machine gun. And it'll scare them off, and it shuts off. A sprinkler system will spook them, but when they realize it's just water, they'll come back and eat in the water. It doesn't bother them. But this thing shuts on and off, so that will work. It's a problem. It's a challenge.
But we are running out of time. We didn't get real quick. I know we didn't have much of a winter. Mosquitoes are already coming out. The bugs are out. The wasps are out. What about any ideas on what to do in our yards that may help prevent some of that?
You know, there is a citronella plant. It's a type of geranium that repels mosquitoes.
Did not know that.
You know, you need one about every 10 feet on the back patio, and you need to grow it big and shake it every once in a while. And then there's sprays that actually kind of kills everything. But if you spray the lawn and the bushes, you'll be pretty mosquito free for about at least 3 days. So if you're having a party and people in the backyard, it works.
Folks, we're out of time. Hopefully we'll get Tommy to come back and we'll cover a whole bunch more stuff. But, hey, we really appreciate you listening. You have a great day.